a lot of paint chips when you were a kid?
With your hosts, Matt Moore and Matt Mastromaro.
Hey,
welcome to Brutal Brunch with your hosts Matt Moore and Matt Mastromaro.
What do any of you know about being brutal?
Featuring Massachusetts metal and punk.
Those lyrics about hell, demons, and doom. What if I told you it's all real?
WMFO Medford.
Well, the prime time, bitch!
What would Brutal Brunch be if we weren't having technical difficulties here in the morning?
On the Feast of Stephen, deep and wide and even.
Matt is ready for hour two of the show. This is a special edition of Brutal Brunch here on WMFO Medford 91.5 FM, streaming live on WMFO.org. That's actually false because I'm so used to saying that. We are not currently streaming on WMFO.org because there is no WMFO.org. So,
I'm periscoping the show.
Tell your friends if they're trying to listen on the internet. Check out Shoutcast or download the TuneIn app, I believe you can also
Shoutcast.
Do. Shoutcast. Bring up Shoutcast. You can see how many people are listening. You punch in, search for WMFO, click one of the blue play buttons, and you're good to go. Nice
Shoutcast,
and clear. Crystal clear.
How you broadcast your League of Legends tournaments from your house. Is that what you're doing with Shoutcast?
Shoutcast is all the good. It's no Twitch.
Really?
Yeah. We should Twitch our show.
Is Shoutcast like Twitch?
No. It's
is
just
how
like...
how old I am?
It's the website you've seen this before. It's up. It's hey. It shows you like the amount of people listening.
Okay.
And these blue buttons. You see.
Hell click that, yeah, you play. Dude.
It's great. Anyway, we're the match. We're here for 2 hours today.
I feel good about it.
We got an hour. We got to finish up our decade. I look back at some of the years in the decade. Today is 2018, 2019.
What a decade!
And then we have flipping formats at 10 a.m.
That's right.
To Christmas music.
Gardening.
Special Christmas edition.
Oh.
which we've done. I think 3 or 4 years running now. It's been
a
while.
I remember literally looking up some Christmas songs last night and sending you the Spotify thing and being like, these are the songs. These are the 10 songs that I like to hear.
We'll get
in this
to
genre.
It. We got plenty of metal, plenty of local stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Some new ones. It'll be exciting. But yeah, we've done that. We came in on Christmas Day one morning. We've been in on Christmas
That's
Eve.
That's true. That was very
now
nice.
Now we're here 3 days before Christmas. So we will get to that starting at 10. Before that, like I said, we have a couple of years to look back on. So let's start. We're just going to start hot with the number one song, the Brutal Brunch number one song of 2018.
What
by the way,
year is it?
Speaking of which, well, I'm going to mention this about 8 times during the show. We are also going to be back in the day after Christmas, this
That's
Thursday,
right.
starting at noon, to count down the top 50 songs of the decade and take a look back.
You know, you're driving around, you're going back to Walmart to give back all your Christmas gifts you got. It's called, what is it, Boxing Day? Is that
it is
day?
Boxing Day. Maybe
on
you're watching some of the footy.
You're watching soccer like a nerd. When you turn the volume down on that and listen to the show while you package up all your...
as a wise man
Emerald
once
Lagasse
said,
air fryers.
Turn down your television, turn up your radio.
Turn up your radio, listen to Chelmsford... The footy, Chelmsford. That's probably a town in.
I'm sure, yes.
Yeah, there you go. Chelmsford.
They're not in the Premier League, though.
My favorite Premier League
I tell
team.
You that. All right. Let's, anyway, we're going to be doing that kicking off noon on Thursday. But before then, we got our stuff to play. This is the number one song from 2018. Won't be played Thursday, so you got to get it in now. But a little teaser as the stuff will be on our countdown.
Oh,
this
yeah.
is Gozu, right from Boston. With Ricky the Dragon Steamboat.
The best. This is a great song.
Yeah.
If you want to stay alive this holiday season, when you drink, plan not to drive. We'll tell you the reason. You could lose your license and end up doing time. Pay thousands of dollars too in lawyers' fees and fines.
This holiday season, if you plan to drink, plan how to get home safely. Designate a driver or call a cab.
Make a plan before you go when your head is clear. Don't wait till you've had eggnog, hot wassail, or beer.
Brought to you by the Texas Department of Transportation.
Illusion.
back to Brutal Brunch here on WMFO Medford 91.5 FM, streaming live on WMFO. No, streaming live usually on WMFO.org. Number is here to call in our 855-915.
On the air.
WMFO.
Everywhere.
That's 855-915-9636. And we played for you right there. That was number 50 song of 2018 on Brutal Brunch. That was Old Nothing from Rivers and Nile.
Beautiful.
Off of Where Owls Know My Name.
They do.
Before that was Dimmu Borgir with Interdimensional Summit.
Very good.
And we kicked things off with Gozu. That was Ricky the Dragon Steamboat.
Our Steamboat, for those of you who had WCW World Championship Wrestling for the Nintendo. The NES, if you will.
And now, Matt, are you ready?
Our Steamboat
it's almost your
M Rotunda back and forth.
Are you ready, Matt, for your big segment?
I am ready. I'm prepared.
Well, pick squeal of the week.
This week in metal history.
This week in metal history, things that I found to be interesting as I perused the net, as I perused the release calendar for the last several years. Not a lot, because it's holiday time. But the things that are on here are pretty good. As I was talking to Matt before, we have December 16th, 2007, Irish black metal, Celtic metal, folk metal.
Watch where you're going. Watch where you're going.
A lot of genres that raise concern when you're worried about
a lot of red flags.
When you're looking for flags of like, are these guys gonna be racist? Come up with this band. I gotta say, from my research, seems like no. Seems like they're just saying, well, we dig into the pre-Christian mythology of Europe for the symbolism as opposed that we can use in art, as opposed to because that's right and I don't like the multiculturalism of Europe. And other than that, you know, they seem like good Irish boys. This is Empire Falls off of Primordial's 2007 album, To the Nameless Dead. It's always good to see, like...
It's like a little bit of a power metal voice going
on
there. It is.
It's all over the place.
Oh, man. No wonder you like it.
Well, you think that I like that because you know that I'm going to like this. December 18th, 1997, Nocturnal Rites, is a... What's that, Matt? Swedish power metal band released the album Tales of Mystery and Imagination. This song is called Warrior's Return. Originally, just to point out how good this album was only released in Japan. So Nocturnal Rites has been a band since like the 80s doing this. And the Japanese correctly were like, this kicks ass. And they were like, we will only release albums here from now on, folks. But this got some traction and did make a worldwide release. I'm going to let you hear what you know it's going to sound like. You know, like when you are tired from battling warlocks and dragons and so forth?
Oh, yes.
So this is the kind of stuff I like to listen to. Like, you know when I'm tired? I'm riding my white steed down a hill. I've rescued several maidens. And I'm just like, man, I need a break. I need some rest. I throw in a little Warrior's Return by Nocturnal Rites.
It's cool. That's fitting.
Speaking of, this is for no one, but there's a anime that came out last year on, you can catch it on Crunchyroll, called Goblin Slayer, which is very Dungeons and Dragons inspired, I guess.
Okay.
So that's up my alley. So people were like, you got to see this. You got to see this. And I'm like, hell yeah. And I watched the first 5 minutes. I'm like, that's a lot of sexual violence for a Dungeons and Dragons movie. It's fine. But be warned, because it's surprising. But just think of Nocturnal Rites being like, well, what's a cartoon that Nocturnal Rites would go along with? Could be Goblin Slayer, but then no. speaking of bands that you know that I'll play, December 20th, 1985, English heavy metal band Blitzkrieg releases the album Time of Change. This is the song Hell to Pay. It sounds exactly like, as I say many times, you would expect. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yep.
Now, did you think this would sound like something else?
I absolutely not.
What if I did that one time and it didn't just sound like rock and roll? We're going all rock. And you were like, that's incredible. It actually didn't sound, it was not what I expected. When you said it was going to sound like thrash, it didn't sound like thrash. When it was going to sound like English heavy metal, it didn't. Maybe one day I'll surprise you.
Maybe. I'm looking forward to that day, truly.
Here's a band I think I know you're going to like. December 20th, 2005, the band Whispering Gallery releases the album Shades of Sorrow. As far as I understand it, this is simply a sad boy symphonic metal band, but they're very, like, well, they're good. The music, the arrangements are very, like, intricate and detailed, and it's very, like, chill. But goth, so you would like it. You could, like, sit and, like, dress up like the Crow and chill out in your room. But check, listen to this. Are you feeling this right now?
Just putting me in the mood. There
you
go.
There you go. Then it just switches. Then it's this. So, yeah, Whispering Gallery. Couldn't find anything on this band whatsoever. But a Whispering Gallery is a circular, hemispherical, elliptical, or ellipsoidal enclosure beneath a dome or vault, in which whispers can be heard clearly in other parts of the gallery.
Ooh.
You know where there's a famous Whispering Gallery in the Capitol building?
Okay.
Where you can stand in the main, like, kind of atrium.
Oh, right, okay.
Stairs, because the whole building is made of marble, and there's a big dome on it. So you can stand on one corner, talk into the floor, and you'd hear you as if you were, like, standing right next door to somebody else. That was a trick. I used to give tours around the Capitol that I would show people. I'd walk, like, two football fields away, and you could hear me like I was standing right next door to you. But it was like a trick, like some oldie timey representative had to, like, stand in this one spot so he could hear his political enemies discussing what they were doing.
It's all right, quite nefarious.
I mean, that's politics, baby. Here we go, Blinded Colony. We got more German metal. This album is called Bedtime Prayers. This song is called Once Bitten, Twice Shy, which is also a Great White song, which no one referenced when I was researching this band. But what I did find... What I did find... Yeah, but this is like... Yeah, this is a here we go for you. This song was featured in the, I want to say, 2006, 2008 Xbox 360 game, The Darkness.
You ever played The Darkness? Oh, no, but I am quite well aware of it.
I love the first The Darkness, the game.
This with the Patton?
Mike Patton did the voice of... So basically, The Darkness is like a comic book series, and it's based on this... He was like a hitman. He was like a mafia hitman, and he died, but to, like, avenge his girlfriend, he comes back, and the darkness is like these, like, demon things that, like, basically reanimate him, and they kind of guide him. And the song was featured in the ad campaign, and I really like that game. Last one. We were saying before, December 21st, 2004, supergroup, German supergroup, The Ocean, released the album Precambrial, featuring folks from everywhere, including Nate Newton from Converge. Precambrial is a concept album referring to the Precambria period of the Earth. And if you look at the rest of their albums, they're all concept albums based on, like I think Mesozoic as well. Like, it's just like the whole development of the Earth. So these guys are, they're looking at books, they're taking apart encyclopedias, and they're writing albums about it. And that's, I gotta respect that. So that's This Week in Metal. Happy holidays.
Excellent. Some local flavor to end things.
Some local German flavor, some local mishmash, I guess, flavor at the end. Thank you for your time.
All right. Well, this is very exciting because I get to select the last black metal song of the week of 2019.
That's right.
Because it's a song that came out in 2019. A band that I believe they're brand new. So I played this elsewhere this year. And it was, if I had done a countdown, it certainly would have been there. It's not happening this year because we're forgoing that in favor of the overall decade. But this is a band called Together to the Stars. I'm going to play you the song Timeless. It is our black metal song of the week here on Brutal Brunch, WMFO Medford, 91.5 FM.
Can we get the black metal sucks? You suck.
If oh wait, yeah, let's see.
Black metal sucks.
Your boys from Lich King.
Just imagine it sounds exactly
we
like
gotta,
that.
We got to, yeah, ready?
Oh.
There it is.
Black Metal Song.
Now we're ready. black metal song of the week. Matt has some declarations.
Make Gina Carano the new action star. She deserves everything.
Yeah.
She's shredded.
She's the next
She's
Rock.
Charismatic. Make her the Rock. Get rid of two Chrises. You know, if there's going to be a new Tom Clancy movie, you know what? Now Jack Ryan's a lady. Whatever. Who cares? Jacqueline Ryan. Let her beat up everybody on Showtime or whatever Cinemax show. Like, it's outrageous. Like, I'm always mad because I feel like she got stiffed by the UFC. Like, she only fought in
She got in
Showtime.
She disappeared for a while, too.
She was gone. Haywire. Right?
Yeah. But, I mean, that was, like, right at her peak.
Yeah.
And then, the UFC thing happened, then she kind of faded away from the spotlight.
She's been doing,
she was in Deadpool.
That's right. But she's also, I think, doing, non-acting and fighting things. I think she just, has, a training academy for, MMA or whatever, and just doing that. But, yeah, all the roles that Ronda Rousey, the world's the most uncharismatic person got, should just go to Gina Carano. If you're looking for a mixed martial arts lady who can, wink at the camera, and you're like, ha-ha, that's your lady right there. Thanks, Baby Yoda Show. They should just call the show the Baby Yoda Show, by the way. What'll Baby Yoda get into next?
Matt has a lot of takes on Star Wars these days.
I love that stupid show.
Oh, yeah. Mandalorian's fantastic.
Star Wars. I'm going to see it next week after Crimbus.
This is the Skywalker movie?
Skywalker Returns. I don't know, man. I'm not a big Star Wars fan, but I've heard some negative things. I really did like The Last Jedi, as we were saying earlier. But I liked The Last Jedi because they were like, all this stuff you like doesn't matter. And I was like, yeah, dude, burn it down.
Well, yeah, because it wasn't about fan service. And now that's what J.J. Abrams is about.
Yoda laughed and they burned down the Jedi Temple in the last movie, which was excellent. Because, the movies don't care about that. Only fans care about that stuff. Only fans care about the lore of Star Wars, because Star Wars doesn't care about the lore of Star Wars. And Rian Johnson is like, I'll tell you that Star Wars doesn't care about the lore of Star Wars. I'll show it to you. That's why all the fan fiction after the first Star Wars movies was about Darth Vader's glove and stuff. They gave them nothing to hang on to. Nothing. Nothing.
Until Thrawn came around.
Jesus.
All right. So we're in the middle of our Speak of 2019. I guess that connects the 2019 Star Wars activities. By the way, what are your thoughts on? I feel like Star Wars kind of blew it with the whole merchandise, because the whole thing is that
get a Baby Yoda.
There's been no real Baby Yoda merch for Christmas, and the whole thing was because they wanted to avoid spoilers. So I have a lot of questions
I think they're right.
That was Favreau's thing, but
he's right though.
But, what wouldn't that have made more people excited to buy it if they knew that there was this Baby Yoda character? First of all, I don't think it would have been
because they couldn't control the narrative, right? If some Chinese manufacturer posted pictures of Baby Yoda beanie babies or whatever, there'd be a million internet posts this looks like trash, garbage, Jar Jar Binks. All the guys from Reddit would poop their pants at the same time. So instead, they just let the show come out, and the show comes out, and it's basically a 60s cowboy show with a gunslinger who finds a baby, and it's a Baby Yoda. Then the internet reaction was all positive. So if no one had the chance to make up a story in their head.
Fair enough. But do you think that anybody's going to care about Baby Yoda by the time the merchandise is available in April?
I desperately want a Baby Yoda. I will immediately buy a Baby Yoda.
On December 22nd, 2019, you do.
You think on December, whenever they come out with it? Well, you can go on Etsy right now and buy a Baby Yoda.
I'm sure there's that stuff. But the official stuff that's going to be available in April?
Yeah.
We'll see.
You don't think so? Point out I am a 35-year-old man.
Does anybody care about Gritty right now? Remember the sensation that was Gritty?
I mean, I think Gritty took
Imagine
on a
if
weird...
the Gritty stuff came out six months later?
I think he took on a weird thing where people made him a socialist icon or something crazy. But if I was at a hockey game and I saw Gritty, I'd be laughing. I'd be enjoying myself.
Yeah. I mean, the masses. No. We'll see when April comes around and Hasbro's shipping out their stuff.
As long as it's anyway. Good. They make some pretty heinous looking stuff. I tried to get a couple years ago, when the first what was the first movie called?
Force Awakens.
Force Awakens came out, and Maggie really liked Rey, and I was like, oh, I'll get a funny Rey action figure for Christmas, and they were all hideous.
Oh yeah.
I'm like, this is a relatively attractive lady. It can't be this hard to make not a monster.
Mm-hmm.
All very bad. So, Hasbro, step up your game.
There's a consumers for you.
Consumer Report. The reaction figures are ugly. What the hell?
Real quick then, because we got a couple more songs from 2019 to play you before we flip to Christmas at the top of the hour.
Hell yeah.
Let's talk about horror movies real quick.
Let's.
Not much to talk about from 2019, I must say. Day. Actually, where's my... Well, let's talk about 2018 real quick.
List. Give us the list.
2018 is when Mandy came out. Why don't you talk about Mandy
the greatest movie of all time, came out in 2018. From, what's the guy's name? Cosimatos? George? George Cosimatos, we'll say, which I believe is the director of Cobra, so I'm wrong on that. Mandy, like weird psychedelic action horror with Nick Cage as a, I don't know, down in his luck trucker? What was his character in that movie?
He was a logger.
A logger, yep. That's right. And his they live in the woods somewhere. His wife is killed by weird hippies. Who form their own religion. Then they're tracked down by biker Cenobites, who are the coolest characters of all time. And then Nick Cage just turns into the Terminator at the end, and like the world turns red, mm-hmm. right? So I think what was good about that movie is it starts in reality, and then it just becomes like a fantasy.
Oh, yeah.
Like it just becomes like Lord of the Rings style. Like they're at Crack Doom in Mordor. Fighting again, biker Cenobites.
And you love that transition scene though, where he has his like 2 minute freak out
with the cheddar goblin,
the breakdown. Nick Cage when he like has a breakdown and drinks the vodka.
Oh yeah, that's what I'm talking about when he goes cheddar goblin.
Oh right, okay,
and
then he just
falls asleep. And then the rest of the movie is like a fantasy, like a heavy. When I talk about like heavy metal, magazine,
it's like heavy metal meets Hellraiser. Yeah,
heavy metal Hellraiser, excellent. I love that movie. I was gonna watch it again, and I haven't, so I'll put that on my list for 2020.
Other movies from
and I will also be making a prequel movie with the Cenobite bikers.
And they deserve one.
I'm surprised they haven't done something like that yet, like a comic or something.
Yeah, Mandy Zero. We also had Overlord, which
I haven't seen it yet.
It's everywhere. I think you can watch it for free.
I will.
But great practical effects, World War II zombie horror. I gotta love it. Your favorite movie of the decade, Hereditary.
Mm, very good.
Suspiria, the remake of Suspiria, which was shockingly good.
The remake of Suspiria, the scene where they're like dancing the lady to death is so grim. Like she's just like contorting into all sorts of shapes. Yep. It's like one of the most grim, like gory. Like when people say gory and they're just thinking of like gallons of blood, I'm like, that's the goriest thing I've ever seen, is that lady just getting twisted all up in Suspiria.
Crumpled up and then taken off with hooks. The Endless, which is you want another kind of like weird mind F type movie. Do. Watch The Endless. Cam, which was did you ever watch that? About the Cam girl?
No. No, then I didn't watch it.
Okay. Anyway, Anna and the Apocalypse, Unsane, A Quiet Place, Tragedy Girls, and Revenge. Revenge is the French revenge movie.
Okay.
Have you seen that?
I don't like French horror. It's too much.
It's not. It's not like that.
Oh yeah.
There is, yeah. It's much.
No one gets their skin peeled off.
No, it's a bit more low key.
Okay.
But it's good. But it has like an extremely stressful scene at the end where they're like running around this Frank Lloyd Wright type house in the desert.
Yeah.
Just like two people with guns chasing each other.
It's like weird architecture.
Just blood everywhere. Yeah, it's fantastic. Because it's like they just keep running around and around and around, and you don't know who's gonna stop and shoot the other one first. That's great.
I'll check that out.
So 2018 was decent still for horror. 2019, not so much.
I heard It 2 was bad. Child's Play, I've heard, is better than...
Child's Play is better than expected.
Friend of the show, Norbit, says, not bad, I believe was his take. And I was like, this looks like trash. And yeah, John's like, yeah, it's fine. I'm like, all right.
It is fine. Ready or Not might be the best movie of the year.
Okay.
Midsommar. What do you think is better, Midsommar or Hereditary?
Hereditary.
Okay. Little Monsters, not bad.
Now, is that the movie with, was that Bobby's World there? Is that, remember the movie with Fred Savage and, what's his name? Remember the guy from Deal or No Deal?
Howie Mandel.
Howie Mandel. Mandel was the monster in Little Monsters. He lived under Fred Savage.
See, I never saw it. See, you've seen all these movies. I have not.
Oh, boy.
All those types of movies.
This is a classic. That movie is extremely bad.
Nelson is Extremely Bad is 47 meters down, uncaged.
Now, what is that about? Sharks, I believe?
It's a sequel to 47 meters down.
Oh, okay.
Featuring Mandy Moore.
Uncaged.
Yeah.
Featuring Mandy Moore?
The original one, yeah. Like, that came out 2 years ago or whatever.
Excuse
it was.
Excuse me.
Not particularly good.
How did you like the Annabelle films?
Annabelle Comes Home is decent. The one before that was better. The beginning, the Annabelle Creation.
Creation? Yep. What about The Nun?
The Nun was fine. Everybody trashes it.
Yeah.
But it's one of the better ones of that series. Curse of La Llorona. Again, it was just like, it was fine. People get so mad and think that those movies are terrible. It's like, you have not seen enough horror movies to...
That's what I'm saying, yeah. A lot of people are like, oh, they just... what's the director's name?
You know what sucked? Brightburn sucks.
What's the director's name of, like, all the Nun... I can't think of
Well, James Wan, like, James Wan created that universe.
But they're like, oh, he just cranks out all this trash. And I'm like, you don't...
People shell out for that trash, too.
You don't know what trash is.
Yeah, you don't know it.
I'll show you trash.
All right, because you brought up Mandy, that's going to kind of segue into the next song I'm going to play. Because if you see
the song that the guy plays for the girl when she laughs at him.
See, if you see this album cover.
I'm looking at it.
Kind of Mandy-esque, right?
I'm liking it.
Called The Valley.
Yeah.
By the band Whitechapel, who we saw at... now, see, I get all these shows confused. They were... They like, co-headlined the replacement for New England Hardcore Metal Festival this year.
That's right.
It was like that random giant metal show at the Palladium in April, and then it dawned on me like, oh, this is because Hardcore Fest isn't happening anymore.
Why is it not happening anymore?
I have financial reasons, I would assume.
That's a bummer.
Same reason why there's no Mayhem Festival, although apparently Mayhem Festival might be coming back. I don't know. We'll see.
And then wasn't the other bad news that our boy hurt himself and he can't go on tour with Mayhem?
A bath? Well, the Mayhem tour is TBD, but no, he did not hurt himself. He's in rehab.
He hurt himself. No, that's what I'm saying. Like, in other words, this is self-inflicted. It's gonna get.
Oh,
better.
I see what you mean. Yeah, yeah. But yeah, he. What was it? What was it?
I'm glad he's.
I forget what the show was, but they attempted to get through three songs and it didn't work out.
Couldn't even do it.
Yeah.
I'm glad he's in rehab, man. Because that guy's been. He's been drunk for like 30 years. It'd be good to get sober.
I mean, immortal. You listen to one more immortal singing about.
Well, there's that class. Speaking of hurting himself, there's that video of him falling down the hill.
Yeah.
That's. I mean,
which you know, yeah, something was up. All right, why don't we... we're going to play two songs before we switch over to Christmas music. First, we got, as I mentioned, from the album The Valley from Whitechapel, Brimstone. And then we're going to play you some brand new... Or not brand new, but new in 2019. And things again with some local music. The latest from Cave-In. And then we get Christmas music here on Brutal Brunch. You're listening to WMFO Medford, 91.5 FM, streaming live on WMFO.org, usually. If you want to call in here and have any Christmas requests, the number is 855-915-WMFO. That's 855-915-9636. And here's Whitechapel.